You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Words can inspire, words can enrage, words can move us beyond. This is Speaking of Poetry with Ms. Vernell, heard only on Talktainment Radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Speaking of Poetry. I'm Ms. Vernell, and this is radio the way it should be heard.
Dr. King, with love. You all looked at me every day, looked at me as the mountain that Jesus spoke to Moses on. I was no mountain, though trials scaled my spine as mountaineers. I was no mountain. I was a man. A man, husband, father, preacher. You all looked to me, looked to me for a way out. I looked for it, around every bushel, between each pew, in my daughter's eyes. I believed in it. Believed in peace the way I taught my daughter to believe in God, with every inch of my being inside and out. I believed with parts of me that I could not see you, expected me to show you rainbows, slide them across your face as easy as Noah's ark slid into the sunrise at the break of the storm. I was not your promise. I was a dreamer. Believer, friend, man, human. I was not enough for all of you. Dreamt too much, spoke too much, walked too much, but not far enough. Held my hands by my sides too long. Smiled too often, spoke too loud for such a lack of colorful language. I was not strong enough, not black enough. Held no X behind my name. Put too many letters before it, so I wasn't him enough. Bad enough. I wasn't mad enough, black enough. Wasn't nigga enough for you. You just don't know the times I wanted to use my hands for more than erasing pain from Coretta's face. Use them for more than cleaning scraped knees and black eyes from my son. Use them for more than pulling the covers up to their necks at night. I wanted to use my lips for more than goodnight kisses, midnight whispers, for more than dreams and speeches. More than I had a dream, I had a purpose. Had I been meant to break walls with my fist, God would have never given me a voice. Had I been meant to scream at pigs in the streets, double barrel in my hand, God would have made me a farmer, not a preacher. Had I been meant to have more nights with my wife, maybe my hands would have thrown punches instead of traveling up and down her spine so long that she had a permanent map to my heart in case I ever left her. Had I been meant to deny my father, I never would have been made a king. Had I been meant to fight with my hands, you'd have no path to follow.
All right, Izetta.
Hey, hey, hey. Miss Vernell.
That was so appropriate.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Awesome. How you doing today?
I am elated.
Yes. Excited.
I am. I'm very, very excited.
Right, over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, because today on the show we are talking about the wonderful art form of haiku.
Haiku.
Yes, we have two master haikuists chilling with us today. Oh, yes, we got Dave Noble. What's up, Dave?
Hey, not much. How you doing, Izetta and Vernell?
All right.
Yeah. And we got Tiffany Smith.
Hey, secrets.
Hey. Yes, and we should give the background to that.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, Tiffany would be a wonderful person joining Izetta and I today because with Tiffany, we form the trio of the Secrets of Oshun.
Mm-hmm.
I said it like it was Wonder Triplets Power Activated or something.
I don't know. You said it like we were about to like sing a verse or something. Right, the trio. Mm-hmm.
I want people to continue listening, and so I won't be singing. You're the singer amongst the two of us, Izetta.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and so real quick, like here at the start of 2012, years ago, it started to become like this trend that in January, poetry readings would focus on haiku as an art form. I need to give a big old shout out to Joanna Schroeder for that. She's a former co-host on Speaking of Poetry. She's the former MC of First Draft at Writer's Block at Cafe Kerouac, and she started a show years ago called Haiku Nuku, which was her first monthly show of the year every year. And so since then, it's like really taken off. Like other readings were doing haiku death matches and stuff throughout the year, but it seems like now it's concentrated
in January. Yeah. I think it's rather appropriate. It's like that new beginning, new start, I will often write a haiku. And that haiku will become a prompt for a longer poem.
Yes.
And not to say the haiku is not a poem, because some people will be like, oh, I don't have a poem today, but I've got three haiku.
The haiku is a poem.
It is a poem. Yeah. It is a poetry art form. So, you know, but I found that. Or you have, like, all of these haiku that you just kind of, join together to form, like, something bigger and better.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's so appropriate that Dave and Tiffany are with us today.
Oh, now they are.
Yeah.
I will never be
as good as them.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Tiffany whips haiku out like most people breathe.
Well, you know, I was sitting here right before the show started, and she walked up on me like, I see you counting on your fingers, though. I was like, oh. Because, you know, Tiffany doesn't need to count. She can just be like, bam, bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, I can't.
No, I need to count. I need pen and paper.
I be like.
Something. Right.
Clapping them out.
Clapping out the syllables.
Yeah.
And then Dave has been studying haiku for quite some time.
Studying is kind of a harsh word. It's a little extreme. I am definitely a fan. I have opinions about haiku.
Oh.
One of them being, you shouldn't have to count on your fingers. You shouldn't have to count. There's no reason a haiku has to be 17 syllables.
Okay, shut your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Shut your mouth.
It can be less.
Oh. It's funny, I was taught the same thing.
Hush.
When you think about the haiku form.
Let's back up for one second, okay, before we get all controversial.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Some
people may need the background.
We need to tell the people what a haiku is.
Oh, you want to tell them the state propaganda of what you're supposed to believe.
What we were taught in haiku.
Okay. What we were taught in haiku. Go ahead, Dave.
Haiku is a highly structured poetic form that is syllable-based. It's 17 syllables total, and it's three lines. 5 syllables in the first line, 7 in the second line, 5 in the last line. And if you want to even get traditional, it's usually the last line is supposed to contain a reference to nature.
Right.
As well.
Right. And it's a Japanese, a very ancient
form. It is. Mm-hmm. It's a form that comes from the Japanese. And my philosophy on why it doesn't have to be 17 syllables comes from the Japanese. The 17 syllables comes from the notion in Japanese, they didn't count syllables per se. And I'm not an expert on this. That's why I say study was a harsh word.
Okay.
They would count the characters. It was a certain number of characters. And as you know, Japanese writing is very different. It's not alphabetic writing.
Right, right.
And when they brought the art form of haiku to the English language, they translated that into meaning syllables.
Okay.
The basic concept is brevity. The shorter, the better.
Yes.
In fact, I think some of the best haikus, I still struggle. I mean, I'm really stuck in the 5-7-5 format. And, but I think, I'm just starting to get into doing shorter and shorter haiku. I think the shorter and the more brevity that the haiku has, sometimes the more powerful it can be.
See, this is controversial to me.
Well, I have an example if you would like.
Oh, yes.
Here is, and I got a lot of flack for this because I presented it as a haiku and was roundly told it was not 17 syllables, therefore not a haiku. So, here is the most brief version, the version I feel is the best and truest to the haiku form. I am bilingual. I speak both stick and stone.
Oh.
That is clearly not
yes.
not 17 syllables.
That was hot.
I could make it 17 syllables this way, which I think ruins the haiku. I am bilingual. I can speak two languages, stick as well as stone.
Right.
By making it even shorter, I believe that it becomes a more powerful piece of poetry.
I would agree with that.
I'm at a loss for words over that. I mean, it's very
succinct.
Yes.
Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's open to interpretation. One of the things I love about haiku is it forces you to be very focused and specific, and at the same time, by doing that, you become more open to interpretation.
Mm.
Like any of the haiku that we'll hear tonight, I would think everybody will have their own interpretation of it. Not to say that long-form poetry is not also open to interpretation, but I think when you get into long-form poetry, you start putting in certain examples, you get into certain specificities that limit its ability to be interpreted by a range of different people.
Okay.
That's my sensei moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm digging it. I feel like I'm in class.
Right.
Like, I feel like I'm learning all this stuff.
But you know what? I'm going to say to the teachers out there of America,
okay.
of the world, keep teaching those 17 syllables. You know.
It's good. It's good.
Right.
Keep
teaching those 17 syllables because, like, my English teacher told me with poetry, you know, yes, poets are allowed to break the rules of language, of grammar, of sentence structure all the time. But to break the rule correctly, you have to first learn the rule correctly.
Mm. Exactly.
So keep teaching 17 syllables and then let them have at it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. If you don't know what rules you're breaking, you're not a rebel.
That's true.
So
what's the point?
Right.
That's a dope line. I need to write this.
How many syllables was that?
If it was under 17, it's a haiku.
Well, I would like to say, as a teacher, I'm doing my part in the whole syllable. You know.
Right.
We started our lesson on syllables today in pre-K.
Oh,
just knowing what they are.
Right. What they are. What a syllable.
Parts of a word.
Right.
Clap them out. We might move. You know what? But typically we do write some poetry in April, so we'll see how the syllables go. And,
yes.
And we may come up with a winter haiku.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, Tiffany, you jumped on the bandwagon with Dave.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and so is it for the same reasons?
Well, I mean, I've always learned the whole 17-syllable thing, too. But I did a workshop with Sonia Sanchez, who changed my total thinking when it comes to haiku. And she basically taught me that a modern haiku is anything that you can say in one breath. And I don't have any example. I didn't bring any example of that type of haiku. But anything you can say straight to the point in one breath is a modern haiku. And she just, you know, kind of like spit a million of them out real quick.
See you there. I'm taking notes.
Okay.
I'm learning.
Okay.
It's always a learning process.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, would you like to share some of your haiku with us?
Sure.
Oh, we're getting right to the quick of things.
Okay.
Brevity.
This one, actually, I just wrote this today, and I like it a lot, so I'm going to start with this one. But this isn't typically the type of haiku that I write. You know, I like to write funny haiku.
Funny.
So this one is one of my favorites for today. I am a tombstone, left restless, having lived a life of graveyard shifts.
Nice.
So that is that one. And then I'm going to read this one. Sometimes there's a fire brewing in my pelvis. Yep, it's syphilis.
Oh, I can't even clap for that because. Wow. Yeah. So definitely two different styles of haiku. Which and, you know,
and that's the thing. Fun. There's a lot of different styles of haikus. And if you notice the difference between Tiffany's first two. After the first one, there was a silence.
Yeah.
Which I like to, that's letting the haiku drop.
Mm-hmm.
Letting it take a moment, because they're so brief, you have to take a moment to really consider everything it means. I mean, if you're writing haiku in a serious manner, you're considering every single word and syllable that you put in there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And editing a haiku, yes, that happens. Even though they're so short, you're taking out words. But and the second one that she had was a very different style, even though they were both humorous, and there was an immediate reaction. I mean, there, I think there's all kinds of, you know.
Yeah.
There's even like snaps, basically haikus or snaps that are haikus, right. Haikus that are snaps.
Yeah,
whatever
it is.
Like
your mama jokes.
Yeah,
I love
there's,
that.
There's what I like to call the fortune cookie haikus, which are, you know, trite bits of wisdom. There's the preachy ones. There's all kinds. Traditionalists would say there is a certain specific type that refers to nature in the last line, this, that, and the other. But I think it's an art form that that the writers have kind of taken charge of and changed it and used it in very effective ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, here's a haiku that I would like to share. It comes from 300 Haiku in 30 Days by The Secrets of Ushu.
Awesome book.
I know, right? Awesome book. Yes, yes, yes. Haiku number 34 out of 300. Jiffy cornbread box. Cheap, quick, easy. Not a good recipe for life. Yeah.
Makes you think about things.
It makes you think about things. That's kind of like a fortune cookie haiku.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a little bit of life lessons thrown in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Here's another one. Curiosity used to learn is great, but wrong when used to gossip.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sting. Burn. Yeah.
I feel like I need those sound effects, like. right. I just want to say, you know, speaking of poetry, we are on Facebook and we are on Twitter.
Yes.
You can get at us on Facebook at facebook.com/speakingofpoetry or follow us on Twitter at Speak the Letter N of Poetry, and you could actually tweet us your haiku, and we could get them on the air. I just think that that would be marvelous. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, Educating to Liberate on Conversates in the AM. Stay right there. We're going to have more from the Haiku Masters. Hopefully get you to call in or tweet your haiku up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right.
I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Ms. Grinnell on Speaking of Poetry, chilling with Dave Noble and Tiffany Smith. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. We are talking haiku today.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. So let's go right into some haiku. Dave, give me your five best haiku.
Ooh, five best. I'll pick this one out for today being the first snow in Central Ohio. Temperature is told not by degrees, but by sound. The crisp crunch of snow.
Ooh, nice.
It's like counting coup, the way we touch each other. Knives disguised as hands.
Yeah.
Got him.
And as we mentioned, the different types and varieties of haiku, obviously you can have erotic haiku.
Uh-oh.
So I'll give a couple here. And there's even different types of erotic. So here's my first erotic haiku. Love is simple things. Falling asleep on a couch with our socks still on.
I love it. I love it.
That's dope.
Woo!
I love that.
I want love like stamps, not the self-adhesive kind. I want lick and slap.
Yeah, Izetta, you look stunned.
I think Izetta's blushing.
I think I am.
You never thought something so short could do so much for you.
Oh yes, it did so much.
It's not the size; it's what you do with it. That's haiku.
That is it.
That is it.
That's the
look,
truth, right?
You are going to have some fun. Like, oh my gosh, I got to study this haiku.
Yes,
that's how you get a girl, fellas. With your haiku.
You'll learn some vocabulary words. All right,
two more. One more in the erotic range. Fingers upon cheek, foreshadow the touch of lip. Alarm clock kills mood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that and was a break of dawn.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. Hell.
I know. I need a fan. I need a church fan.
Never about church in the high.
I'll finish this round of five with a haiku that happens far after the eroticism's gone. I like the way that fingertips fall from your tongue so forensically.
FMO SVU type.
You gotta let that one drop a bit.
Okay.
Yes.
In fact, during death matches, haiku death matches, they often say let the haiku fall, and because sometimes people need a moment, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh. You know, so yeah. And speaking of death matches, there will be haiku death match on the what date is that? The 20th. Yes, at for Writer's Block at First Draft at Cafe Kerouac, 2250 North High in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And I think Izetta is in that haiku death match.
I think that I am.
Yes,
I am. Actually, I think that Miss Vernell is also in the death match.
I am.
I believe that Miss Vernell won the death match last year.
That is correct, yes.
And it was just down to two people.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
I was that other person.
Yes, you were.
And I'm just saying, I'm bringing my high school and it's going down.
Bring it! Bring it on!
But, I was the person that coached Vernell.
She
so
indeed.
Technically, I beat all y'all.
Tiffany is correct.
Yeah.
Because I was like a last minute replacement last year because somebody had a accident at work with a forklift who was going to be in it. That's all I know.
It's so not funny.
Yes, it is.
That's all I know. And I was asked like within 4 days of this. And before then, I was not a big writer of haiku. I might have written 10 haiku a year before that. And to get ready, Tiffany was like, 15 haiku a day. I was like, what? I've never even written 15 in a year. She was like, well, if you're going to do this thing and not embarrass yourself.
Oh, but you see, the thing with that is, because I've been in a situation before where I've done haiku a day for a year or a month, and people are like, well, that's not real, you know, you're not writing poems, a poem a day or something. But you were like, 15 haiku a day, what? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Whereas you've written a poem in a day that's well more than the 17 times 15 syllables.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that kind of just goes to the point that this is real poetry. This is not just some little thing put out. It's hard work.
Because even though I've written longer poems that, like we say, are total more than the syllables that add up in 15 haiku, but still, those longer poems are one idea carried through.
Right.
A haiku is one idea carried through. So it's like having one idea, and then you have to move on to the next idea and the next. So that's 15 ideas, 15 concepts.
That is right. Very, very true.
Yeah. And that's the thing is the haiku is the hard thing about writing haiku is you have to get the entire idea of a poem distilled down into 17 or less syllables.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in a format that'll make the audience pause after they hear it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Izetta, do you want to share a haiku from the book?
I will share a haiku from the 300 haiku in 30 days. Sukkot of Oshun. This is a giggle coup. 172 out of 300. There is something about a man with busy bone hair that makes me gag.
Give me that book.
That's for my... No!
Give me that book. I have one I want to share.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's for my 90s, folks. My 90s hip-hop.
Oh, I have to share this because most of these haiku, I forget who wrote them. But I know, I'm serious. Like, they all blend together.
Yes.
You know, but this one I know you wrote. And I
have. That's why I
had to share it right now.
Okay.
Because you mentioned hair.
Okay.
It's 49 out of 300. Dear cute, drunk, gay white man, I'm not your nail carter. Give me a break. Oh, true coup. Oh my gosh.
You got to be back.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it was a hair reference. I had to get it in.
It was a hair, weight, height, black reference. That was a drunk coup.
Now, that's the other great thing about coup is you can make true coup, drunk coup.
Right.
All those things, whatever it is, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll do one more. Let me see. Ooh, okay. Number 244 of 300. They used to haunt me, shake me by my root, these dreams of past life nightmares.
Ooh,
yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I see Tiffany Smith over there flipping through her haiku.
Not just her haiku, like her haiku journal.
Right.
Like one of them.
Right.
Yeah,
special.
I have like a million of them.
Right. Like, this is
none of which are
when you're dealing with the masters, though, when right. you have books specifically geared for, you know, for the purpose of haiku only.
Yes. Yes. While she's looking through and picking out some to share with us, I just want to tell people, if they want to know more about haiku, a really good stop. I was just now checking out poets.org, which is a great, great website to learn all about all different forms of poetry. People can just go to poets.org and type in haiku, and it will lead them to an article about the poetic form. And it's great. It gives a history of it, an example of haiku, and then they can go from there and start writing their own. And so it's really great. So that's poets.org. We're going to go to the phone right now. This is Speaking of Poetry. Caller, you are on the air.
Hello.
I know who this is. This is Alexis. Hey, girl.
Yes, it is. Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Alexis.
Hello. I am very well. It is Friday night. That is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes, it is. Alexis, we are chilling with Dave Noble and Tiffany Smith. We are talking about things that are haiku, all things haiku. And so Tiffany's going to share a couple of haiku with us, and then we will come to you and get your take on this awesome art form.
Sounds good.
Okay. I found another one of my favorites that I wrote about the earthquake in Haiti. And it says, the earth is angry, so she shifts, moves, and gyrates, a slow dance for Haiti.
Okay.
This is one I wrote for the haiku book. We baptize ourselves in oceans made of concrete that hardens our hearts.
Mm. That was nice. Mm-hmm. That was very
nice.
Yeah,
it was.
You got a couple more for us.
Yeah, this is another one of my favorites. Can't stop running. God wants peace to keep me still, so he cut off my feet.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it and love it.
All right.
And then I have one more.
Okay.
The draws never lie.
Oh.
Straight man leaves doo-doo streaks. Gay man leaves poop circles.
Oh! I don't even know what kind of coo to call that. Like,
right, I don't know
that's
either.
That's a poo coo.
That's a poo coo.
Yes! Poo coo!
Oh,
wow.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was Tiffany Smith, everybody. Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Alexis, what? Tell me. We're talking about it. We're talking about why we like haiku. Why do you like to write haiku?
Well, believe it or not, I never used to like haiku. Remember in grade school and stuff and, you know, English class, and they're like, well, now you need to learn haiku, and I hated it. I was like, ugh. 17 syllables, 3 lines, what on earth am I going to talk about? But the older that I've gotten and the more my language has expanded and the more I've studied poetry, I've really developed an appreciation for it. I like being able to condense a thought into such a small form. And that, in haiku, you have to focus every syllable, every word, every line, make it as eloquent and as meaningful as possible. And I really have learned to appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you have some haiku you want to share with us, Alexis?
Sure.
Give me five of your hottest haiku ever.
Hottest haiku. Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. This one is based off of the area I live at. A bar and a church, two doors down from each other. Business is booming.
Sounds like a couple of neighborhoods I know.
Sounds
like mine.
Okay. A lot of my coups have become rather humorous. I like this one because if you haven't seen me, there are a couple of attributes that people seem to notice about me before anything else. So that's what this coup's about. Big busted woman. Men caught like deer in headlights. Look into her eyes.
All right.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Caught in headlights. You gotta let it drop.
You gotta let it fall gracefully.
Oh my
god. Oh, Dave, that was so delayed.
It was awesome.
I'm like, ah!
It is kind of like being in high school, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I read the New York Times article today about the zombie poetry. And we have some friends that were in that article, and I felt rather bad because I have never written a zombie poem of any kind. So I decided that the best way to dive into zombie poetry was to create a zombie coup. So this is my zombie coup. Let's see here. Ah, here it is. His eyes, dead black orbs, shuffling through existence. Zombie or Xbox?
Yeah.
For all those gamers out there.
Right. And the people who live with those gamers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I have something fantabulous.
Yes!
I have a haiku from one of our followers on Twitter.
Awesome. Let's share
it. I like to share.
A tweet coup.
Here it is. This is from a poet in Columbus. This is from Sydney.
Okay.
And it is overheard at a mall. We're breaking up. He's just too nice. Empathy. Shout outs to Sid for the haiku. And
is this Sidney Jones Jr.?
This is Sidney Jones Jr.
Oh, I gave his whole name.
You did.
Whole
you did.
Name, yes.
Or as he's better known on Twitter as Sid64ish.
Okay.
So, you know, and you too, knowing him, that's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and you too can tweet as your haiku, and I'll get it on air.
And it should be mentioned, Sydney, he, as Alexis mentioned, she didn't like learning haiku in school.
Dave, can you hold it right
there?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. We're going to get back to Alexis Haiku, so stay right there, up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcast for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Drop School Day students community. High 7 the classroom, 1,000 America attendance. Quit variety day of reasons. Job like to get. Baby raise a. Relative help an elderly. Happening local on its a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, real life chef, mechanism.
Crash, kill and go for rat. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. Stack their desks one atop the other, and it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. Go to boostup.org and learn how you can help. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C. with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territory. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Miss Brunell on Speaking of Poetry. I'm chilling with Dave Noble, Tiffany Smith, and we've got Alexis Mitchell on the line with us. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Izetta has some tweet coos coming
in. Oh, the tweet coos are pouring in. I love it.
Before we get to the tweet coos, okay. I want to get in Alexis's two more haikus from her.
Yes.
Yeah. Alexis, let's hear them.
All right. Let's see here. We all have know about the Kardashians, so I, of course, I had to chime in on that. Seventy-two days. Not enough time to determine that you hate them.
Yeah. I would agree.
True coup. Okay. And, here's a good one. My serious one to end on. Christian, Jew, Muslim. Many pathways to heaven overgrown by hate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alexis. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I love about haiku? Is that one of the, I always say that one of the jobs of a poet is to document what is happening in the world around them. And when you can get that down to those three lines of a haiku, then it becomes it's almost as if it's a much more powerful statement than a much larger poem.
Right.
At least to me. It gets straight to the heart of the matter. And that's what is going on right here in these last two haiku that Alexis has shared with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And for the record, Alexis is also in the death match on the 20th at First Draft.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, we love you, but you're going down. I'm just
that is true though. That's true.
I will bring my coup. I'm ready for battle.
Bring
Don't
your
worry
coup.
About.
Bring your coup.
I'll bring my coup.
Oh my gosh. Of course, on the topic of coup, we do have a tweet coup, and this is from Michael Stout, one of the wonderful poets that comes out to Writer's Block.
Yes.
Poetry on Wednesday nights often. And he sent us this. Moonlit branch, silhouetted, one leaf. Flickering.
Nice.
Michael, that was shout out to that Mike Stout on Twitter.
Yes.
And you too can tweet us your coup.
Tweet us your coup.
And follow us at Speak In of Poetry. That's the word speak, S-P-E-A-K, the letter N of poetry. Can I just say sometimes a coup will hit you.
Yes.
I got hit by a coup. May I share this coup?
Yes.
Drive-by cooing.
Drive-by cooing. looked for lip gloss in pocket. Pulled out tea bag. Reasons why I'm single.
Love it.
I like
that because it's got political overtones.
It does. Hey, everybody, we got a caller on the line. This is Speaking of Poetry. Caller, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Louise Robertson.
Hey, Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Louise, so appropriate that you would join us. We are talking about all things haiku. There's been some questionable coup going on here.
It's all good.
Some dirty coup or whatever. And we were talking about the haiku deathmatch at First Draft. And, I was doing a little, junk talk in there, smack talking with Alexis a second ago. I told her she was going down. And, anyway, you are the woman who puts that all together. So tell us about it, because there's a special element this year, other than you being the new host of First Draft, but there's another special element that you are bringing in. So tell us all about it.
Well, this isn't the first year we've done this. Joanna Schroeder ran it for many years. But this year, when I was doing it, I thought, what is the biggest name I could think of in haiku? And that name is Taz Yamaguchi, who runs the haiku death matches for the National Poetry Organization, Poetry Slam Incorporated. So he's run all these major events, and he's really well known for coup. And so I asked him to come and from California, and he said yes. So he's going to be in town. Another good thing about his feature is he's gotten together with and is working with a local jazz musician, Colin Martin, who is just phenomenal, and they're going to do a haiku feature before the deathmatch.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I've seen Colin working with another poet before who is doing something similar, so I know Colin knows what he's doing.
He alone is a good reason to come.
Oh, yeah, he is. And Taz alone is a good reason to come. So you put them together, they, unite,
right.
I mean, all kinds
Taz alone,
yeah.
Colin alone, and the deathmatch alone, each one of those things would be a good reason to come out. $3.
There's
what?
No reason to miss it.
$3.
That is ridiculous.
Only $3?
That is
that's less than a tank of, less than a tank, but that's less than a gallon of gas.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Louise, that is going to be some hot action. That's on Friday the 20th, right?
Right. Friday the 20th at 8 p.m. at Cafe Kerouac, which is located just north of the intersection of Pi and Lane.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. Me, Izetta, and Alexis are all in the death match.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slugfest, right. Yep. You know. Taz is running.
We've got a number of nationally known poets who happen to live here. People who have made national poetry teams, not just you and Alexis who have done that, but people who have been in Grand Slams left and right, and just fantastic people.
Oh, yeah. Who else is in it? Because I don't know.
Well,
This is
We have Rose Smith, who is on her way to the National Women of the World Poetry Slam in Denver in March, representing the town. That's a big name.
Thank you.
We have Sky Woods, another national name, who lives here in town.
Yeah, he's the president of the whole thing.
Who has competed on the national level representing Columbus at the Individual World Poetry Slam. We have Aura Harris, who is an amazing emerging voice. Just her work is just phenomenal. We have Hanif, he's in it, and he is another emerging voice that's just amazing. We might have Andy Anderson, who is one of the funniest poets of absurdity and cleverness that I've ever heard, and he might be there. So, and I think that's most of the slate. I can't wait.
All right. Oh, man, yeah, that is going to be some hot action
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited, too. Alexis, you are going down. Do you hear me?
Really? Okay. We'll see. I'll bring my
Did you hear her at the Grand Slam?
Uh-huh.
Alexis was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I may not be going down.
Well, look, I'm going to just say this for Alexis and Ms. Rennell.
Uh-oh.
Everybody going down.
Oh,
that's how I do. I don't just pick out one. I don't pick on the redhead. Everybody going down.
Yeah. Well, see, you know what? It's not because she's redheaded. It's like Alexis came to town. She whisked up into writer's block and like she was the original Kentucky girl, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a southern girl?
This is a southern name.
Do we need sweet tea? at the tournament?
I just have a whole new element of coup that's just coming out now. So.
Bring it
Kentucky
on.
Fried coup.
Kentucky fried coup. I love it. I love it, Alexis. I'm going to use that term. I will give you your credit.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
you may use it all you wish.
Thank you. Well, Louise, thank you so much for popping by and letting us know what's going down. And,
thanks for telling everybody about the show next week.
Yeah, you are welcome. You're welcome. And I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I know you're hosting the show, but you write poetry every day. So I know that you're going to have some fresh new haiku for that.
I hope so. I've been working on a couple other projects, which means I have to start working on this now. I'm not in it.
I know you're not in it. You're not in it. But you're such an awesome writer, and you're like the most productive poet I know. So I'm just saying.
Well, Brunel, you bring the crown, but don't forget, I wore it.
Oh.
So it's not like you're just gonna, you know, I'm a hard worker. All right, I'll let you guys go.
Thank you for having me. All right.
Bye.
See, this is what happens when you put a bunch of poets together, using language with double meanings and all kinds of things. I would like to get one more quick haiku from Dave and Tiffany and Alexis. And so let's do it in reverse, and we'll let Dave go first.
Okay. Just one.
Yes.
Lovers, like loan sharks, will demand a pound of flesh, 10-ounce hearts fall short.
Ooh. Yeah.
Very nice.
Wasn't that very nice?
Very nice.
Very nice. Yes. And you needed a little bit of math a little bit of math. Yeah.
I love the drop of the haiku.
Yeah.
I do. I like the sit and let it sink.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I, in fact, enjoy reading haiku while drinking tea for that very purpose. Yeah.
Oh.
Was that a snort?
Yes, I
better
snort it.
On air, that's so embarrassing. Oh,
God. Alexis, let's go to you, my Kentucky friend.
Okay. Trying to please you, I discovered I forgot how to please myself.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the end of a relationship coup, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
X-Coup. Love it. I'm scared. I feel like I need to hold somebody's hand or something.
He speaks tippy tie on my capitown. Pootie loves haiku.
Booyah!
It's Pootie Coo!
Pootie Coo! Those people who don't know, that is a Pootie Tang reference.
Oh my gosh!
In the movie
Pootie Tang. I cannot. This studio today.
Right.
I can't.
Hey, I was coming with that fire. I was coming with that fire.
I have lost my mind.
A Pootie Coo.
Yes. A Tang Coo.
A Tang Coo?
A Tang Coo.
Oh, gosh. Dave, did you know this is what you were getting into today?
With Coo, anything is possible.
I love it. Wow. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so I would encourage everyone to go to our Facebook page, that's Speaking of Poetry, Speaking of Poetry, and share your haiku with us. Just go there to Facebook, throw up your haiku, and we will share it with the world.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe somebody should win a prize or something.
Ooh, a best coo contest or something?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Go there. Submit your haiku. You can win a date with Dave Noble. So
oh, yeah.
He'll whisper some haiku in your ear.
Leave your socks on, baby.
Make your cup of tea.
Oh, the tea.
Oh. I said, you want to share a quick coup?
I do have a quick coup. This is from the Secret Double Shoon, 300 Haiku in 30 Days, 17 of 300. Asian man asks friend on the phone to not be ghetto. Go diversity.
Black History Month is approaching. Oh my goodness.
You know?
Yes. Haiku is the new fun. So, yeah.
You gotta let the coup do what it do.
What? I want that on a t-shirt.
Let the coup do what it do, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
What the coup's gonna do.
Oh my god.
Do you coo?
I know.
Coo does as coo is.
Oh!
Dizzy! Poet! Oh my goodness.
Here's a question I have for everybody. With as much as Twitter and texting and social media has invaded our lives, do you think that that has made haiku more popular?
That is an excellent question, because all of those things, you have to be brief in your
certain characters, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certain number of characters.
There was a form that I knew. Yeah. It was a text coup.
Yeah.
There was 140 characters, different rules.
That's a definite possibility. So on behalf of Miss Izetta and myself, I would like to thank Alexis Mitchell, Tiffany Smith, and Dave Noble for joining us today.
Yes.
Check us out more. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. You've been listening to Speaking of Poetry, heard only on Talktainment Radio.
Thank you for listening to TalktainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network,
and TalktainmentRadio.com.
You got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
We've got some difficulties ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place.